Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. I kind of got my rock and roll mold really quick.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's
so that music
lost
is so
my train of thought for just a moment.
Happening.
Yes, folks, you have with yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that we have a brand new website coming up. It's going to be called, well, again, Sons of Liberty Radio, but it's going to be a conglomeration of everything in one outside of Sons of Liberty Media. So not to confuse the issue, I'll let you know as things roll out. I can also check us out on our Facebook pages, which are Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E Friends. Interestingly enough, we had over, I think I just shared this with you,
yeah,
6.3 million people on the site just this week alone.
Oh, wow.
So we really appreciate that. That is Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. You can also go over to our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And, folks, if you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours at any time, do stick to topic or something that has to do with the topic in which we're talking. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. 0747. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you tell us why that might be, Stephanie?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God.
Give us a rundown.
We're very excited. We actually just arrived back home yesterday from a whirlwind week of events out in Arizona. We were out in Phoenix and Mesa. In fact, we were hitting six different tea parties all together with radio that we always do, interviews, so on and so forth.
I said seven, so do forgive me.
Well, you know, if you want to count Teen Challenge, which actually showed up at one of our events too, you can make that seven as well. They had a huge group of their young men that came out and really packed the house. For those of you who are signed up on our newsletter list, I'm sure you've seen the email that went out this morning. For those of you who are not yet signed up on our newsletter list, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And right there you can subscribe to our email. But just to give you a highlight, Bradley brought forth the message of truth regarding our Christian heritage, the liberty that's found in Christ, to packed houses. It was refreshing. All of a sudden, you know, people were coming in, and there was a bus of these young men from Teen Challenge, which is a great crowd to come in. So they came in and packed out the place. And it really is a resonating message with people because their hearts are totally impacted. I know that when Bradley was done speaking at the first event that we did, you know, he had a young man come up to him just sobbing, not in an emotional way, but in his heart was really broken by God sort of way, that he just, you know, found the truth that he hadn't heard before.
That's what he said. He said, everything you said was just resonating. And it wasn't just him that said it. It was also the legislator, the representative from Arizona that came up to me. He was a law enforcement agent as well. And he said, everything you were saying, just it was going right through me. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. See, that's why Scripture says that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, because we're not to find our faith in the wisdom wisdom of men's words. How's that working out for us, America? We're to find it in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God that transforms men's lives, because the only thing that can transform carnal nature or man's corrupt nature is the Christ, is the Spirit of Christ. And that's exactly what they're participating with and witnessing, and they're bearing witness to it after they hear the message. And that's what I want to leave hearing every time I do a program anyways.
You know, that's so true. And in fact, the second Tea Party that we did, we had a couple joining together, is the Red Mountain Tea Party, which is the largest tea party with the most average attendance in America. While Bradley was speaking, in fact,
Is that the third time we've been there, or the fourth time?
I want to say it's the third time.
Okay.
I think it's the third time. It might be the third or fourth.
Yeah.
But while you were speaking, a woman actually came up to me in the back. She was helping out. She said, "He's just like a John the Baptist." And what she was saying is, she said, "I go to church and I get this milk toast." And she goes, "I just want to be told the truth." So when people hear the truth in a way that they can understand, and where, you know, people respond, you can hear them like, "Whoa, like, preach it. We haven't heard this in a long time." And it's refreshing, because they're so used to going to church Sunday after Sunday, getting the same wishy-washy sermon, no depth, no conviction, no
truth. They turn
truth.
Their radio on, they hear their conservatives debating the pith and marrow out of the blood-bought freedoms in which we have. They're sick and tired of circular reason and the rhetorical talk.
That's right. They are. So we had great events. Lots of people. Thank you so much to Francine Romsberg and Randy Hatch out there, and Shane Krauser. So many good people who helped put this thing together. We really appreciate all your support. Mark and Kim, Mark Singer is just an outstanding man, and Kim and his wife, and they came out, and it was amazing. But I also want to point out the fact too that Bradley mentioned that we met a representative. Now, this is kind of interesting. We met a representative who actually had ties to my dad and some of my family members, so he invited us, unbeknownst to us, it was just a kind of divine appointment, he invited us the next day to go see the Capitol, the House of Representatives there in Phoenix, Arizona, which we accepted, and he gave us this awesome VIP tour where we actually got to go right down the House of Representatives where all their desks are. Our boys actually got to vote on whether or not they wanted to wear school uniforms, so exactly how the legislators do. Bradley, actually, we all met the Speaker of the House, and then also the Majority Leader and so on. And it's amazing to see how many Christian men are out there. Now, I want to say this.
I noticed was the Bibles that were on the desks that the American people never hear of concerning their representation in Arizona. You guys got it going on right now, but you need to do more than just read that Bible.
That's right. There's a lot of, you know, just in that day, you know, walking around with Representative Kern, he was talking about Jesus and when he got saved, and, you know, when Christ saved me, he is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was telling this to the Speaker of the House, and in fact, he was leading someone to the Lord when he walked outside of the building, who said, you know, I'm trying to get saved, basically. I'm trying to find the Lord. He goes, well, why don't you just do it right now? I mean, why don't you know, there's no better time than the present. Behold, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation. So it was refreshing for us to see how many godly leaders there actually are in government that we're not hearing about through the state-run media.
Yep. They don't want you to hear about
it. And about prayer meetings. Now, people are on their knees in Washington, D.C., you know, praying for our country, but it's not enough to pray. We have to put feet to our prayers. But it is awesome to see that when you get a little encouraged, like, wow, you just don't realize this because you're not being told. So from an insider's perspective, we got to do that, see lots of the good monuments, learn a lot of history. So just an outstanding time. And for those of you that are listening and say, listen, I want to bring Bradley to my community. How can I do this and make my impact? Call us at 1-866.
Well, the reason I want people to understand, the reason they have us come back is because when we leave, they hear the report and then they want us to come back because they want to bring more people.
Yep.
Well, both events that we did in Phoenix and in Mesa there were packed.
That's right. And they brought more people.
So guess what? They're going to call us again. And the point is we're not trying to go out there and play the rock stars. We're just trying to go out there and reach as many people as possible, seeking and saving that which is lost. That is the Great Commission. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. You can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. You have us for the next 2 hours. Folks, we're going to talk about this in just a couple minutes here. You can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. We're going to show you a little history, namely Martin Niemöller, who was actually under the regime of Hitler, and he was a Protestant Christian preacher that blames the church for remaining silent when they should have stood up. We'll do a little exposition on that in just a couple minutes here, but let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, really quick, friends. Barack Hussein Obama is flooding the Bible Belt. Friends, listen carefully. Barack Hussein Obama is flooding the Bible Belt with none other than tens of thousands of Muslims. Now, folks, this is a heads up. This is a warning to the American people to wake up as to what he means to do. Interestingly enough, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, but on a rabbit trail, I just got an email this morning concerning the military and how this criminal in the White House is actually dismantling your military so you cannot respond to any sort of attack whatsoever. But America, you've known for 7 years that this administration is criminal from top to bottom. So there's no excuse on the behalf of the American people. It's not like God hasn't shown his mercy upon a nation to warn them over and over and over and over again. And the fact of the matter is God's going to only allow it to go so far before he finally says, you know what, enough is enough. And folks, we're tipping on that point right now. You rest assured. Knowing scripturally what it says in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com Prince, a tribute to Baltimore and gun confiscation. How many times have I said that Socrates was right when he said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Folks, I was on Gina Loudon's radio show in San Diego. I'm sorry, television program in studio in San Diego not too long ago, and she was talking about politicians and legislators. I said, the real legislators aren't those with the suits on. I said, they're the musicians. They're the pop stars. And she looked at me and she said, I never thought of that. I said, well, that's probably why I'm on your television show right now. Folks, they're using the musicians and the TV stars, if you want to call them that, and the movie stars, if you want to call them that, to actually legislate what happens in this country. We were just in Arizona last week. What did we see? None other than the burnt hippie himself, Willie Nelson, on, I believe it was ABC or NBC News.
ABC, yeah.
And they were talking about the legalization of marijuana. Now, they didn't bring up the President of the United States. They didn't bring up the Speaker of the House. No, they brought up a musician to basically advocate the use of marijuana to legalize it. Friends, wake up and pay attention to what's going on in your country. Also have Senate passes nuke deal legislation intended of invoking Constitution. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Supreme Courts contemplate the injustices, might I add, the black-robed tyrants, contemplating making war against heaven by basically normalizing or legalizing an illegal act in the face of God.
Daring the justice of God.
They are daring the justice of God. In America, if you stand down on it, you're going to see a quick response, rest assured. Garland shootings is proof surveillance state doesn't work. Also have leaked Saudi Arabia plans to behead the Ayatollah next week. Dang. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep tonight. That's just too much. Phoenix Mosque caught in lies about Texas jihadists' membership status. Folks, of course they're going to lie. Remember, they can lie for their God. Folks, you're being infiltrated little by little, incrementally. The siege is taking place in your country and America. Again, I just want to lay it to your candor. You're without excuse as to what's going on in this country.
And what are you doing about
it? It's happening in the light of day. Michelle Bachmann, Clinton Foundation is an international money laundering ring. Now, folks, isn't this interesting how we've been talking about the Clinton Chronicles and the crimes of the criminal family and the regime, the Clinton administration, and all the dead bodies around them? And before we know it, we're talking about it weeks before it broke, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about the crimes of the Clintons. Of course, friends, of course. Look, at she has a little Muslim interpreter to lead things away, namely your freedoms in this country, as she speaks into the devil, speaking into Hillary's ear 24-7, telling her, I'm speaking of Burma, of course, and isn't it interesting that she's constantly feeding her ear as to what needs to take place in the favor of the Muslims in this country? So it's not just Barack Hussein Obama, because as I've said so many times in the past, friends, Barack Hussein Obama's administration is Clinton's tried and true in their crimes. And now Hillary wants it back. And look who they're working for, friends. And keep in mind, they're both Saul Alinsky disciples. And keep in mind, Saul Alinsky accredited his book, Rules for Radicals, to none other than who? Satan. I didn't say it. He said it. God's Education Plan, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Barack Hussein Obama, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Appeals court rules NSA phone data collection unlawful, but allows it to continue on anyways. Folks, they're not following the rule of law. The American people at large were following the rule of law. Rest assured, these criminals in government wouldn't be doing what they're doing today. Remember, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the 90,000-square-foot, $100 million home that is a metaphor for America. Also wanted to let you know that Garland Jihadi's stepmother, I'm not saying what he did was right or wrong. Handsome guy he is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com resort founder. The idea America is in a recovery is nothing but a lie. Let me say it again. The founder of Wynn Resorts and the chief architect in the resurgence and expansion of the Las Vegas Strip in the 1990s, Steve Wynn, said the idea America is in a recovery is a complete lie. Folks, how many times do you need to play the dupes of designing men on a daily basis? It almost gets to the point where when are the American people going to feel ashamed for the games that they're being played? As a matter of fact, they're the pieces that are being played on the board. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ben Carson has no business, friends, zero, zilch, nada, any business becoming the President of the United States. He's beginning to show himself off for who he really is. He needs to stay where he's called. called to be. End of story. Okay.
He also backtracked on the homosexual agenda. Just for those of you that are saying, I love Ben Carson. Ben Carson is great. You know, Ben Carson is great in his field for what the Lord has called him to do and what he does. But when you start and take a stand against homosexuality and then you backpedal when someone gives you a little heat, in one day he backpedals.
He loves
there's
God.
Something wrong.
He loves God so much that he disobeys him because he wants to appease the people. Sounds like Aaron.
Yep, that's
see,
right.
Moses didn't play that game.
That's
Aaron
right.
did.
Amen.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top U.S. spy. Remember how I've always shared with you, friends, whatever Barack Hussein Obama and his administration say? Look this direction. Look the opposite direction because that's what he's doing. Read Isaiah 5 when you get a moment. Top U.S. spy, Al-Qaeda did the exact opposite of what the CIA predicted. Of course. Of course. Michigan, Texas, Mississippi, California, Idaho, and Washington all jolted by significant earthquakes. Interesting. Those that are out in Michigan, did you guys happen to feel that? What about California? Well, of course we know that earthquakes take place there. Mississippi? Really? Texas? Yeah. Michigan, as I said. Washington, all jolted by significant earthquakes. I wonder if they knew it. Because I could suspect that they would know it if it did take place.
I suppose you have to be pretty, pretty dull.
Your discerners need to be off. Yeah.
That earthquake has been happening, yes.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to step all over everything you did here. I'm going to do this, okay? Folks, you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. I'm going to set this up for the next segment. Because we know that Martin Niemöller, he was a Protestant preacher that blamed the Christian church in Germany for allowing Adolf Hitler to do the things that he did. As a matter of fact, Adolf Hitler even went into the youth groups and he pulled those kids out and he made an army out of them to do the killing that he wanted done. And guess what? They did it. Isn't that interesting? I bet most people didn't know that Hitler's youth were the Christian youth groups and churches in that country, which had over 80 million people. Folks, you have 315 million people. There's no excuse for what you're tolerating, but we're going to talk about that in just a moment. First, they came for the socialists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because, of course, I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I of course didn't speak out because, well, I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. I thought it was rather interesting, too, just a side note, that during the time the Protestants, the Christians, were in church praising Jesus, the cattle cars with all the dissidents, the gypsies and the Jews that were being led to concentration camps and or to extermination camps, they would sing louder and louder to drown out the voices of those people that were in the cattle cars so they wouldn't have to listen to them anymore. I bet you didn't know that, did you, America? Is that what's happening today? You better bet your bottom dollar. And who's at fault? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of the state of Minnesota. Just got back from our little trip from Arizona. Over the last 3 weeks, we've been on the West Coast, the East Coast, Wisconsin, Arizona, and this week, up and coming, we're going to be out in Michigan helping a friend of ours out there, and hopefully Dave Davenmeyer is going to be out there as well. We'll tell you more as things transpire, but we are going to be in Michigan this up-and-coming Thursday and Friday to rock it the way that we should rock it. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, Lord, into the camps of your enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring Amen. It down, Brother Dean.
Amen.
Bring it down. So we will be in Michigan up and coming. This just transpired. Well, this just took place late last night we were going to do this. So, again, we'll tell you as things transpire as to exactly what's going on out there. You can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. First, they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because, well, I wasn't a socialist. You know, let me say this really quick. One of the things that I found myself saying during the last couple meetings in Arizona is, where's the love? Where is the love? I mean, I know from, you know, dad and mom and grandpa and grandma and uncle and aunt that, you know, back in the 60s or up until the 60s, people used to actually look out for each other. And what is law? And what is love? We know that God gave his law, his moral law, not a ceremonial law. He did that for a purpose, but that was done away in Christ. He gave his law because he loves. And we know that scripture tells us that we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we're to love our neighbor, namely this, the second one, Jesus said, is what? To love your neighbor as yourself. And we know that when we go to 1 John, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And I'm told that back in the 60s, you used to love each other enough to get in each other's face. But now today, if you actually love each other and tell each other the truth, well, you're advised to go get an attorney and sue the pants off of that person that was loving on you. And that's really where things are today. Where's the love? Where are we looking out for one another? Where does it take place in this country, friends, where we look out for each other more than we even look out for ourselves? John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. Especially for all you professed Christians out there. It says in John 13:35, by this the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. Love speaks. It's an action. That's why I always say 1 John 3:18, because we're not to love in word and tongue, but we're to love in deed and in truth. By this our hearts are assured before Him. Where is that love at, friends? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because I know that's the love that you desire. You want people to do unto you as you'd want them to do unto you, right? Both ways?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's common sense. But apparently back in the 30s, and we're seeing a whole lot of this lawless fiend love, it's a dissimulated love, it's a counterfeit love, it's a lip service love. Remember Jesus said this, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. You love me so much, but you disobey me at every turn, is what he was saying. But I guess going back to the 30s, it was pretty prominent, that false version of love, that fiend love. And that fiend love is exactly what we're seeing in America today. Especially with what we do, because I do high school assemblies and colleges, and when I'm out there doing the stuff, outside of tea parties and churches and the such, the young people are trying to figure out where the love is from their parents and their pastors that are told every day of their lives how much they're loved by their parents and their pastors, yet it's their parents and their pastors that are allotting the indoctrination to be thrown down on them 5 days a week in public schools. So again, they're trying to figure out where the love is. And by the way, I'm in that group too. I'm trying to figure out where the love is because I don't see a whole lot of it. I see very little of it. And I'm talking about the present. Folks, back in the 30s, Martin Niemöller rightly said, first they came for the socialist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because, of course, I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Now, what's interesting about that is I shared with you right before the break that cattle cars were filled in Germany with Jews, gypsies, and dissidents being brought to concentration camps and or extermination camps that were crying out for help. But the good people in the church back in Germany, while praising Jesus, when they would hear those screams, they would sing the louder until they could drown out those that were asking for the help that was needed. As a matter of fact, those same professed Christians were the ones that were going out into their cars after praising Jesus. And after the process was over, they played the hypocrite. They would go out into their cars and wipe their cars off of the ashes of those that were being burned in the furnace. Sounds a lot like what's going on today in America. Just think about it. We hear about 12 million Jews and gypsies and dissidents that were murdered by Adolf Hitler. By the way, he didn't pull the trigger. The church groups did. But interestingly enough, we hear about this all the time. But yet over 57 million babies in the womb who don't have a voice are being drowned out by a bunch of black-robed tyrants that the American people have led to believe that whatever they say goes, which is completely untrue. We're all ruled by law. That includes the President of the United States. That includes the representatives, the Congress, every branch of government. And it does include the Supreme Court justices who are there to discover and apply law, not to legislate or activate from the bench. Read Article 2, Section 4. There's your answer, friends, of the Constitution. Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for the quotation of the above said. In fact, you probably heard it before. I've heard this quote a ton of times. But it was just recently that I learned that the man who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. It was learning this information that made all the difference in the world and understanding where this quote stemmed from. The quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the, listen friends, during the early post-war period. His point was he believed that Germans and in particular the leaders of the Protestant churches had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murders of the people, namely in the millions. Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what happened to the Jews, the Gypsies, and the dissidents. In a book he wrote in 1946 of Guilt and Hope, Niemöller wrote, "Thus, whenever I chance to meet a Jew known to me before, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, 'Dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get together, for there is guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself.'" Read Isaiah 59 when you get a minute. What he would have and could have changed if he and all the pastors in Germany had taken a stand and spoken out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered the most. Folks, I want to stop right there, and I want you to remember what I had shared with you some months back. That an individual on my Facebook responded to something that I posted. And he said, you know, 50 and 60 years ago, he said, everything that we were told to the state-controlled media, who was bought and paid for, he said, we were always told that if there was any questioning of those things concerning the government, there was a theory tagged to it or attached to it. And he said 50 and 60 years later, he said, I see those people back then that were warning the people. He said, I now live in that world in which they warned us that would come. And so it is, America. Every step of the way, as I said during the first segment, God has been faithful in his mercy to awaken the people to respond to the corruption that they see in this country. And instead of responding to it, there's many that have responded to it, no question about it. But the way you're responding to the corruption in the government is not that we want to deal with that crook because we don't like him. We want the other crook. And this is exactly the result you've gotten because you did it from an evolutionary view of what our government is to be established on. And yet everybody in this country is complaining about, you know, the fact that the government lies, the government steals, the government kills, the government does this, that, and the other thing. But the American people need to understand the problem is that God agrees with you, but the problem is, friends, you left God in the process of doing it. You've lost your source of power to actually deal with the corruption. The libertarians, they want a government that looks just like them. The Republicans, they want a government that looks just like them. The Democrats, they want a government that just looks like them. They don't want, and I was told this by Michael Pruka, who actually ran for the presidency back in 2004. He said this, quote unquote, he said, Bradley, if you were to take all the conservatives and the Republicans of the day in this country and put Ronald Reagan in one room and Jesus in another, he said everybody would go to Ronald Reagan. That's right, because they want to erect an altar that looks just like them. See, they don't want the Christ, because if they actually have to go forth to the Christ, that means they have to give everything up in the process. Yet, folks, for anybody that has a lick of common sense, anybody and everybody knows this, no matter what your God is, if you want to gain, you're going to have to lose. And Jesus, when he said that you're going to have to take up your cross and follow me, he meant that. He said that those that want to find their life are going to lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's right. And you know what? He's exactly right on the money. In America, the problem that you're having today in this country is you're trying to look for a government that looks just like you rather than the one that God gave you. And if you go back to the one that God gave you, therein you're going to find it. Because he promised you would find it. As long as you're allowed and allowing the Father to to set forth the Son upon whom the government is upon his shoulders to rule the roost. What's wrong with...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Liberty, getting phone calls, but friends, we need to stick to the topic, 1-866-233-0747. I was talking about, during the last segment, how if a room, Michael Prutka said, was filled, he said if there was a room with Ronald Reagan in it, and in another room, Jesus Christ in it, he said that everybody would go to Ronald Reagan because they want to create a government that looks just like them. And folks, that's why we have a Democratic, that's why we have the Democrats, that's why we have the Republicans, that's why we have the Independents. Folks, we have one Constitution, not three. And see, it's the same thing even when you go over to denominations. You have the Baptists, you have the Lutherans, you have the Catholics, you have this branch, this denomination, so on and so forth. It's because they don't take the Word of God for what it says. And I guarantee you where they stumble is in obedience, because Christ becomes the rock of offense, because now all of a sudden Christ requires something of them, namely all that they have, so they can know who He is. But this is what I wanted to say, because I want to clarify this. So in saying that, I want people to understand what is so difficult about holding the government's feet to the fire when it comes to them upholding the oath that they swore to God and man concerning the Constitution of the United States of America. The problem is the people aren't living by the same law. That's why they are allowing the lawless. But what happens when you have a repentant nation that says yes to the meek King of Glory? We submit to your government. Yes, we understand the government is upon your shoulders. Yes, we understand the government that our forefathers established. Yes, we understand the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Yes, we understand that common law in this country is based on the Mosaic Institution, Exodus 18:21. Yes, we understand that. See, what it all comes back to is we don't want that. Mm-hmm. And then you get a government that looks just like what you live according to, lawlessness, and then you're angry with it. And the problem is, friends, is the majority of the Christians and patriots in this country profess their Christianity, and they're the ones that are the problem in this country.
Yeah, and you know, and like we were talking about during the break, people have their own versions of what they think Christians are. Some people say, well, I go to church on Sunday, that must make me a Christian. Some people say, well, I read my Bible once a week, that must make me a Christian. You don't get to choose the definition of something. When I go to the dictionary and I look up a word, I don't get to say, well, the word says it means this, but I want to make it mean this to me.
That's right.
Like you were mentioning.
Well, yeah. That's your interpretation.
That's right. When you're talking about different denominations, here we have a bunch of people who like their version of Jesus better. I like the Baptist version of Jesus better than the Pentecostal's version of Jesus, better than the Catholic version of Jesus, so on and so forth. We don't get to pick our own version of Jesus. That's called, you know, making an idol image of who God is in
our
minds. It's idolatry.
Yeah.
So you don't get to pick what kind of Jesus you want to serve. You serve the Jesus that's in the Bible. You don't get to create your new definition of Christianity or anything else.
Now take that to government. It's the same thing. We have one Constitution,
right.
Not 14 different versions of it, friends. You can't make the Constitution out to be what you want it to be. That's what everybody's complaining about. And look what they want to make government, friends. Barack Hussein Obama.
Now,
I mean, we need to put some horns on his head, because if you're okay with that, friends, that's exactly what you've been served up over the last 7 years is nothing but a satanic disciple of Saul Alinsky.
And
everybody's complaining about it. Well, then get back to the rule of God's government. And when you do that, do what he says, because if you don't do what he says, you're not going to have any results. Common sense. Faith without works is dead.
That's right. And even Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. And I always like what you say, too, and you say these at almost all the events we go to, is the fact that people think when going back to you're talking about you can't, you know, the Constitution, you can't create in your own image. It is what it is. People think that when the Democrats are in power, then they're going to rule a certain way. Then when the Republicans are in power, then they're going to rule a certain way. Listen, we have one Constitution. It's very clear whether or not you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, libertarian,
right.
Whoever you are. You don't get to make it in your own version when the Republicans versus the Democrats
right.
are in power. We follow the rule of law in that Constitution regardless of what party
yeah.
is in power.
So when we're talking about the Democratic Party, we're talking about the Independent Party. Now they got a Communist Party. Now they're attempting to bring in a Sharia Party as well, friends. It's interesting that that's all a perversion of the Constitution
mm-hmm.
because we're not ruled by their interpretation. We're not ruled by their opinion. We're ruled by law. Matter of fact, let me give you a little history really quick. We're talking right now, friends, about you can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you, because at length, friends, they will. Going back, did you know that the Jewish people of the day who heard and rejected Christ, they were at length destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, in 70 AD? And about 40 years after Christ and his crucifixion, to the number of 1,100,000, this is Old English, besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold into slavery into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery. And 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beasts, partly, otherwise, mostly, cruelly, were slain. But what about the government? The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, this is your government today, friends, they rejected him, just like you're allowing government to reject him because the church has rejected him. The emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory was their choice. So the Son of God, they rejected. At length, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings. For as they preferred the emperor, in other words, no king but King Caesar, as they preferred Caesar and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such a sort. What's happening today in America, friends? You have an administration that has already told you that he wanted to fundamentally transform America, and you've given him a pass over the last 7 years to do just that. And the reason you're allowing him to do that is because you have refused the meek King of Glory. And by the way, I don't want to hear, Bradley, this is a conservative radio station. You know, this is a patriot radio station. Well, good. We should all be in agreement. Because conservative is a preservative, and it's the salt that preserves, and it's called the light of men that lights the way, and it all goes back to who? None other than Christ himself. And a patriot needs to uphold dying laws. We should all be in this together, because for the most part, we all profess our Christianity, but isn't it interesting, it's the conservatives of the day that are saying, well, you know, we don't want religion in what we're doing today. Therein lies your problem.
That's right.
Therein lies your problem. You're complaining about everything God told you not to tolerate. And yet you have the audacity to blame religion and God for what you tolerate. It's hypocritical. And folks, again, what are we talking about? You can choose to remain silent, but don't be surprised when they come for you. And they will. I remember watching the documentary going back to Adolf Hitler, how less than 3% of the population approved of this murderer. Less than 3% of the people, 80 million population, approve of Adolf Hitler. See, and for those that didn't know, the prime minister during that time didn't trust Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
And the government at that particular time said, we can control Adolf Hitler. And guess what happened? Once he got into power, he started to dismantle government. It took him 6 years to actually destroy his own constitution. And that's exactly what Barack Hussein Obama said he would do. And that's exactly what he's been doing. But Hindenburg said of Adolf Hitler, I don't trust that dude. Well, Adolf got in power and he started to kill off his opposition. Then what he did is he attacked his own Reichstag, and then he blamed the Poles. And then he stirred his own people up by attacking his own Reichstag, and then he blamed the Poles for what he himself had just did. And they didn't realize that it was Adolf Hitler that was stirring up all the chaos so he could bring in a Third Reich, a new world order. But the people today, you know, those that are still alive that lived during that time are saying, you know, people in Germany, they're still embarrassed for what they allowed.
That's right.
They're still embarrassed for it. But here we have Martin Niemöller, who blamed the church for remaining silent. And it was their silence that actually advanced Adolf Hitler and the Nazis to do the things that they did. They added strength to tyranny by tolerating his crimes. And folks, when we look at What's happening today? Like I said at the first segment, I just got this today, where it's a whole list of all the people that Barack Hussein illegally and unconstitutionally fired because they would not go along with his dangerous ideologies. That is what dictators do. He's dismantling your military. And he's giving way to what? America's enemies at every given turn. Oh, Bradley, there's nothing wrong. We only have 4.5 million Muslims in America. Yeah? And he's opening Idaho up unto these Muslims that hate your guts, America. Now they're talking about how they're going to pour them on into the Bible Belt. They're going to open up the doors, open up the gates to America's sworn enemies. Why would a president do that? Why would he sue governors for actually magnifying the laws concerning Border Patrol? Why would he? I mean, folks, how stupid can stupid be?
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800
1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.